In this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that the observance of the Torah is very close to us, in our mouth and in our heart, to do it. B'ficha uvilvav chalasoso. First, I have to understand the order. One would seem that the order should either be thought, speech, action, going from the more ethereal to the more physical, or the opposite, action, speech, thought. Why is it speech, thought, action? Perhaps when a person gets a inspiration, a thought, it's very not quantified, very not defined. The first thing you have to do to make that thought into a real thought is to verbalize it and qualify it and define it. And then it becomes a real thought. So we start with the verbal of quantifying and defining that initial inspiration, and then the actual thought is defined, and through that you can go to action. Those three things, speech, thought, action, correspond to Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma is understanding facts, verbalizing information. And then Bina is understanding the implication of those facts. That's in one's mind, in one's thought. And then executing what you know and the implications, putting into action, that is Das. The three parshios of Shema follow this order. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is speech. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of God's kingdom. And then we accept all hamitzvos. If you accept God's rule, then the implication is to accept what he tells you to do. And then the action is the last parsha of Tzitzis, where we speak about actually performing and fulfilling the mitzvahs in practice. The three holidays that we have, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, follow this too. Pesach, we get the ideas, we speak, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, we understand the implications of what the Exodus from Egypt represented, and we accept God's Torah in our heart. On Sukkot, we put it all into action with Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah and all the sacrifices. That explains a little bit why Sukkot doesn't come immediately after Shavuos. After all, we were in the desert for 40 years, and our trek in the desert began way before, after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It could be the idea is that you need this order. First, you have to have the beficha with your mouth to enunciate the facts. Only then can you come to bina in the heart to understand the implication of those facts. And only after you have those two can you actually put it into action. So we had the facts when we left Egypt. We had the implication and the acceptance of the implication of those facts on Shavuos, when we received the Torah. And then Sukkah should have happened immediately. But something else happened. We served the golden calf. And because of that, we blemished our Chochma, our verbal understanding, and our Bina, our mental understanding. And therefore we needed two new holidays to correct the blemish of Pesach and Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, we spend speaking and davening, blowing shofar with our mouth, again understanding the facts of God's kingdom. Yom Kippur is in the heart. It's a reacceptance of the Torah. It's a time that we receive the second luchos, so it's like Shavuos. And after we correct the blemished Pesach with Rosh Hashanah and the blemished Shavuos with Yom Kippur, then we can have Sukkot. I wish each and every one of you a tichle shonah v'kilah losecha. All the negative things of this year should be forgotten and disappear. We should start a new, happy, healthy year. Aksiva v'chasima tova for all of us. This year should be the year that we see finally the ultimate good year. The Viasko El Tzedek B'mheirav Yomeinu. Good Shabbos, good Yontif, and a Shana Tova.